I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Gosh, tomorrow's election day. I just keep thinking tomorrow's election day. I've had this count. How do you remember me saying that election day was like 500 and something? I remember it being 536 days away.
It was around the midterms you started counting it.
I think. I think I probably, actually, you know what? I'm sure I had a midterm election countdown on my phone. And then when we got to midterms, I turned it over.
That's what I thought. It's here.
I mean, it's here. What is your, I mean, okay, the YouTube live chat poll for today. Are you a Trump voter? You have four options. You're a repeat Trump voter. You're a first time Trump voter. You are not a Trump voter, or you're not a voter. So those last two are you're voting, but not for Trump, or you're not voting at all. That's the YouTube live chat poll. We're all repeat Trump voters. That's obvious. Just generally speaking right now, Ryan, where is your headspace knowing that we are 48 hours potentially from knowing if Donald Trump's going to win the election or not?
I just feel good. Here's what's so stupid. Why do I do this? The whole weekend, in between sports, we had volleyball, we had kids, soccer, and stuff. When I wasn't doing that, I was just on my computer looking at data.
Because you're really, it's like therapy. But
in a way.
Or it's the other side. It's like a drug.
It's kind of both. But I just want to know. I want to know. And I feel like if I can get enough data, then I can feel more in control, maybe. So I have no idea.
Yes.
But that is what I spent the whole weekend doing, is looking at trends and not just polls, because we're talking about early vote now. So there's a lot coming in on that. And just watching, I do the same thing. I don't want to just watch Republican-leaning pollsters.
I don't need people to tell me. Like, I know what I want to hear. I want to hear somebody who doesn't want to say what I want to hear.
Uh-huh.
Say something that indicates, like, uh-oh.
Exactly. Yeah. But I do want to hear the Republicans, too. I don't just want to read, mm-hmm. you know, one side. And so I'm reading a lot of right-leaning pollsters who are very much on the I told you so bandwagon 2016, 2020. 2024 is going to look like this. But at this stage, what's crazy is starting about Saturday, Sunday through today, everybody just starts to go, well, here's where we are. We got to wait now. So the more you look at it, the more you're parsing out the smaller and smaller and smaller pieces to where you're like, this isn't even valid anymore. I want to see big trends. I don't want to see, you know, just mail in from Clark County, Nevada today and stuff. You want to see what's overall happening. And man, it's tough.
I'm going to ask you, Ryan, to tell me about any data points that you found that helped or hurt you in that endeavor. But Brad, first, like, where is your headspace waiting, knowing that it's you're on deck and it's the World Series?
I was just telling one of the guys out there before I walked in here, I'm ready for this to be over.
Yeah.
Let's get to an answer. Let's, whatever it is, it's a Band-Aid. Let's rip it off. Half of the country is going to be joyous and the other half of the country is going to be sad and angry and that sort of thing. I want it to go our way. I have no idea what way it's going to go. I think it was Drew. I was telling Drew, I feel like it's a game seven. And like, I feel like on paper we have the better team. But anything can happen in a game seven. And so that's kind of where I'm at. So that nervousness, that anxiousness, what is going to happen? What happens afterwards? You know, that's all building up. I actually, for the weekend, for the very first time this weekend, I was like, you know what? I'm done looking at Twitter.
I've had to turn it off, too.
I'm not going to look at this anymore because I've got people who obviously don't know what they're talking about on the left throwing out numbers, and I've got people who are obviously don't know what they're talking about on the right throwing out numbers. And I'm like, neither one of you are helping me at all, and I'm not finding a whole lot of, like what you were saying, the people that are kind of like lean left that are saying rut-row or anything of value. I don't find anything normal. This weekend seemed like it was a weekend of just bad data points intended to persuade. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to set this down. And so I did that for this weekend for the first time. And it helped tremendously.
That's not wrong. This weekend was full of bad data points because it's the last minute people trying to, they call it herding in polls, where they all try to come kind of to the middle so nobody's way outside other than that one random Iowa poll that, that everybody's been talking about. It made all the headlines. The headlines were about this one random outlier poll.
And that's what spun everybody up.
And it made everybody go crazy that Harris was going to win. Here's the crazy, I don't want to dive too into just this one thing because I want to talk about big trends, but that Iowa poll that was making headlines across the whole newsverse
Which
of the
one?
Weekend from Selzer / the Des Moines, Iowa Register had, and they have a decent track record. I'm not going to say they're great, but they're decent. They say, well, Harris is going to win by 3.
In Iowa.
In Iowa. Which everybody's saying,
what
well,
if she does?
Hey, if this reverberates, that means she's also going to win Wisconsin because mm-hmm. the electorate's similar and on and on and on.
If Harris wins Iowa, she's... We're going to know early that she is the one who won.
It's over. An hour before that poll came out, Emerson, also a very good, respected pollster, released that Trump was going to win Iowa by 10. So you talk about bad data.
Well, I mean, both of those are going to be used to subsidize what makes any particular person feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. So aside from some of these really far outliers, what I saw over the weekend is that most Democrats, and this includes the CNNs, and this includes the people, you know, top cable news, on down to just people on Twitter who are good at it, were relying much more on polls because the last minute polls have shifted just even a point or two toward Harris. And they were making projections based on those polls. Republican pollsters and poll watchers and data people were making predictions more based on early vote. Now, I find that voting is much more accurate, so I thought that was smarter to make predictions based on actual votes. But you're comparing the early vote right now to 2020. 2020 was real weird.
Yeah.
So it is hard to make predictions on that. But I will say this, just overall, Nevada early vote for Republicans is looking dynamic. Arizona is looking really good. And that's actually according to not just the early vote, but also the polls. So Arizona is one that even the leftist people are going, ah, you know, she's in trouble there. I don't know about Lake, but for Trump. And then Georgia doesn't break out by party, so you really don't know who's voting as much. But you can tell that areas that tend to favor Trump are turning out very high in early vote. So generally speaking, I would say Georgia, Arizona, Nevada are looking pretty darn good. Rust Belt, that's where it starts to get even trickier. The swing states and North Carolina actually is looking a little more thorny than I thought it would.
So the RCP, which is the Real Clear Polling averages right now, have the Electoral College top battlegrounds, Trump up 0.8, which is good. But then you go through the battlegrounds individually. In Pennsylvania, these are averages of the polls that they look at. Trump in Pennsylvania, Trump plus 0.3. North Carolina, Trump plus 1.5. Georgia, Trump plus 1.7. Arizona, Trump, plus 2.7. Wisconsin, Harris, 0.4. Michigan, Harris, 1.2. Nevada, Trump, 1. Plus 1.
Mm-hmm. North Carolina and Michigan are the two I would be the most concerned about if I were Trump, although he could still win those.
But if he doesn't win those and he wins some of these others, it's Pennsylvania. Georgia is a must.
Yep.
Pennsylvania is... makes it so that he could win in any of these other places and manage to seal the deal.
And Pennsylvania's looking pretty good. Again, though, it's all these people, they've spent the last 3 months, probably most of them more than that, diving into these deep things and going, oh, this and this and that. And at the last minute, they mostly move toward the center, which is weird this year because in the past they'd favor Biden or they favor Clinton. This year they're right in the middle, which if you want to look at really big trends, to me, that's the best sign that Trump typically overperforms polls. And right now they're just about tied. So
I think it's also interesting to look at the last minute, you know, you're talking about these last minute polls that can kind of jump scare people a little bit and throw a wrench into the analysis. If everything's like Trump's kicking butt in all the swing states and blah, 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 blah. Oh, Iowa, three. I think that, in my opinion, if Kamala Harris really thought she could win Iowa, she would go to Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she's not going to Kamala Harris is spending her entire day today, as I understand it, making three stops in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So she is, with her feet, showing the American people that she is dedicated to winning Pennsylvania, that that's where she feels like her final effort is the most effective. I don't think she'd be in Pennsylvania if she thought that Iowa was on the table. Now, Tim Walz, I saw, is in Wisconsin and Michigan or something like that. I think that's where they hid him. I think it is.
Why don't you go to Idaho?
I think it's a campaign strategy, but I don't think it's the kind that you, it's not like the asset, oh my gosh, that Shapiro would have been. I think it's almost like they wanted to lose. This is something else, too, that I want to highlight. Like I was talking about David Muir earlier in the show and sitting in my hotel room and flipping through the news and seeing David Muir just lie through his shiny white teeth about the Donald Trump, Liz Cheney story. Just so willful. It's like these people are not misinformed. They are the misinformers. There's a huge difference there between, oh, I didn't get the story right, or I see it differently, and just blatant, bold lies. David Muir is a freaking liar, and he's doing it intentionally to try to deceive you. Meanwhile, credit where credit is due, this is a K-file investigation on CNN, and listen to what they uncovered.
Tonight, mixed messages. A K-file investigation this hour finds Kamala Harris is targeting crucial battleground voters with vastly different messages on Gaza and Israel. This ad is running in Michigan, which has the largest Arab population in America.
What has happened in Gaza over the past 9 months is devastating. We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent.
All right, well, it's a very different story for an ad in Pennsylvania targeting Jewish voters.
Let me be clear. I will always stand up for Israel's right to defend itself, and I will always ensure Israel has the ability to defend itself, because the people of Israel must never again face the horror that a terrorist organization called Hamas caused on October 7.
So there you have Kamala Harris delivering two incredibly different messages in these two different swing states. The first one was, what, Michigan, I think? And The second one was Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
The Trump campaign should take those ads and pay to run them in the opposite states.
No kidding.
Yeah, or let CNN do it. I can't believe CNN's calling them
out. Good for them.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good for them. I learned that from CNN.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Good for them.
That's, you know, every campaign does this a little bit. They try to cater a message to voters. Those are almost converse opposite messages, though. That's what's so bad about it.
Oh, they intentionally are. In one side, she's saying this war must end now. She's talking about Gaza, Gaza, Gaza. That's what she's telling Michigan. And in Pennsylvania, she's selling the pro-Israel, pro-Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why she's not doing any press conferences, and folks, please, she did a press conference. She asked two questions underneath her plane. The reason why she's not doing a formal press conference is because that question asks itself. Madam Vice President, in Michigan, you're saying this. In Pennsylvania, you're saying that. What is your position on the conflict in Israel? Do you stand unequivocally behind Israel? And is there, do you have a commitment to demanding from Israel to participate and lead in a ceasefire against Gaza? And then you go silent as the question asker, and you let her figure it out. And when she can't answer that question because she is lying on one, out of both sides of her mouth, when she can't answer that question, that is the answer to the question.
Mm.
That's why she doesn't do a press conference, because this is not the only issue where she's speaking like this. She was asked this weekend about whether or not she voted on some tough on crime amendment 36 or something like that in California. She said she wasn't going to say because she didn't endorse one way or the other. But she actually said out loud, I'm not going to answer that question because the election is in a couple of days.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing.
Like,
yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's the first honest thing she said. Yeah. I'm not going to answer it because she basically is saying, I'm going to answer this wrong for somebody, and I'm not willing to say it out loud.
She is the hollow candidate. I'm not going to commit to anything. Orange man bad.
You guys, we had a referee at a soccer game yesterday who was missing calls left and right. It happens, you know. But somebody yelled like, hey, that was like a two-fisted push that you just missed right there. And he goes, you expect me to see everything?
Oh, that's definitely an unofficial phrase.
Like, yes, that's the only reason you're here. It just reminds me, Kamala, what, you expect me to comment on things?
How did you vote on Prop 36?
So I have, my ballot is on its way to California, and I'm going to trust the system that...
her answer, how did you vote on Prop 36? And her answer is, on my ballot. Nailed it.
It will arrive there, and I am not going to talk about the vote on that because, honestly, it's the Sunday before the election, and I don't intend to...
Yeah, that's when you vote, lady!
I'm not going to make policy comments right now. Are you kidding me? You know there's an election
create
coming up?
An endorsement one way or another around it, so... But I did vote.
Do you know who my base is?
You see, the thing is, I'm telling you that I'm a prosecutor, but the other thing is, I fund people getting out of jail when they commit crimes. You can't ask me that question now. Who do you think I am? What do you think I'm trying to do? Serve the American people?
Kamala should lead every question she gets with, what state are you from? What organization are you with?
How'd that go?
Yeah, where's this going?
You're with who? You're kind of independent? Oh, okay.
How did you vote on Prop 36? Oh, with a ballot. Next question.
With a pen?
Let's take a quick break. I think we're going to get a peanut update soon.
Oh, good.
Do you know about peanut?
A little bit.
Are you sad?
No. But, oh. But I,
well, you
it's
are a
me only because
supporter.
I don't know enough about the story. I need to hear more.
All right. Well, stick around. Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Are you a Trump voter? Yes, you're a repeat Trump voter. You're a first-time Trump voter. You're not a Trump voter, or you're not a voter at all. We have 592 votes. We've never hit 600 in a poll before. Today's the day, maybe. Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote. Subscribe. We'll be right back.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
His tiny soul, not since the squirrel that was taught to water ski has a squirrel caught the nation's attention like this one. Mm. Now, this squirrel was squirrel-napped and murdered by the state of New York, an absurd abuse of government overreach. There are 40 million rats or something in New York, and they executed the only one trained to wear a cowboy hat and had an Instagram account. My condolences to Mark Longo, who cared for Peanut for 7 years. And to the cowardly neighbors who filed the complaints about Mr. Longo's animals, which also included Fred the raccoon, I ask, why are you the way that you are? I hope you're happy, you monsters. R.I.P. Peanut. Well, I'm here tonight
That was Lonely Scott at CNN talking about Peanut the squirrel. Now, Brad or Ryan, when you go out of town, you end up talking about like the stories that cut through. The story of Peanut cut through my weekend, being at the state volleyball tournament with my daughter's volleyball team, and I knew that there was a dead squirrel. I hadn't known that there wasn't a live squirrel, so that I only know about Peanut post-death. And so we thought that in the essence of journalism, that we would give Ethan like 90 minutes to figure out the bottom of the story. So with a peanut report, Octonauts people, you know.
Wiggins, I thought you were working on a little
intro,
little promo for that.
Well, I am.
Yeah. Okay.
He takes like weeks.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
I want to make sure that I get it right.
Okay.
It's for the next election, Ethan.
Thank
Come
you.
On.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we'll make sure that
I'll do a generic squirrel one so it's not just peanut.
Okay.
Anytime the government kills a squirrel.
You never know. You never know when it's going to happen. So, as you said, Annie, this was the story this weekend. I was on the road a lot with Lindenwood football this weekend. So, you know, you're doing a lot of scrolling on Twitter. And as I continue going on and on this weekend, I mean, it just completely overtook my Twitter timeline.
Mm-hmm.
People are equating this with the death of Harambe, the gorilla,
yes,
from a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember that scene in Happy Gilmore when you look up at the sky and you see like the alligator?
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
You're seeing like Harambe with Peanut the squirrel. And apparently there was another death that was owned by this guy, Mark Longo. Fred the raccoon also was killed as well.
Man,
so
that next dog that he adopts is going to be like side-eyeing him. Like, no, I don't know about this.
No kidding. So basically you heard Scott there say a little bit of it. But just a couple of days ago, Peanut was taken from the owner, Mark Longo's home, because apparently there had been some complaints. We're not sure what specifically the complaints were, but he was taken from the home by the New York State DEC. And after being bit, I guess, when he was in custody? Is that how you'd say that? When he was
Wait, who was bit? The was squirrel or the
someone,
person?
Someone was bit by the squirrel.
Because they took him.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not like they were over for tea and the squirrel came up and bit a person.
Like chewed through their neck.
No, correct. They put the squirrel in cuffs and they took him away and they bit the person.
Yeah, that. Okay. So he was bit, and I guess that was in part with concerns of this animal may have rabies. The raccoon may have rabies. These are wild animals.
Didn't seem that wild to me.
No. Peanut was wild originally, but I guess he had like half of his tail had been cut off or something, and Mark found him when he was a baby, nursed him back to health, and just said, well, you know.
Wow, it's criminal.
Yeah, I know. Terrible person, right?
What a monster.
Thought it would be better just to keep Peanut himself rather than releasing him back into the wild. And he got really big on TikTok. I mean, they have, I believe, 1 million followers on TikTok.
This is a legitimate account.
Yeah. They do all kinds of like funny little videos. But I mean, Peanut literally just like walks all over him all day long. Like he's on his head, and then he's on his shoulder,
I
and then he's walking
feed
up his
him
arm.
Shredded wheat.
And the state comes in and goes, "We're going to shut this account down right now."
Yes,
people having a little too much fun over here.
But there's a wrinkle.
So people, there is. We'll get there. So people are very upset because, you know, there's you know, how many illegal immigrants live in the state of New York City?
I don't know, but there's one less squirrel.
There's one less squirrel. Yes, this is true. So people have been like, well, this is how our taxpayer money is being spent. People are very upset about this, Ryan. Understandably, the government getting in the people's business as they do, and unfortunately resulted in the death of a squirrel and a raccoon. There is a little wrinkle, as Annie said. It recently came to my notice this morning. Thanks.
It recently came to your attention while you were doing research on this topic.
No,
actually,
no.
I did research because of this.
Wow.
Annie mentioned, she said, I heard something about this guy having an OnlyFans page.
Oh,
like,
no.
What the? How did we get this mixed in with the death of a squirrel? So
you subscribed?
I told him to do the research. I told him we do the work here on the Annie Fry Show.
And I said, Annie, I will do whatever it takes.
He logged on the producer's computer out there, and it was already an account.
Oh, I told him to use yours, Ryan.
Like, what the heck is Carl doing in the morning out here?
The producer's computer. That's yours, Ryan. I've got some sound here. Do you want me to play the sound that you pulled?
Play
the OnlyFans one?
Yes, play the OnlyFans one.
Okay, yeah, because he's been working on this all hour.
But I have an OnlyFans. I have an OnlyFans page. So this was something, you know, not that it's relevant to this. It's not like I promoted on Peanut's page. It was a way for me to make the money I had to make to buy this place.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, some provocative photos, this and that. People enjoy me a little bit more on a different side of social media. You know, it is what it is. It was an ample opportunity. It went much better than we anticipated. And it bought this property.
So one, two things. One, this adds a little bit of spice to this story, quite literally.
Uh-huh. Pumpkin spice, peanut spice.
Two, the property that he's talking about is he, I guess, purchased a animal rescue or created an animal rescue property where he is trying to make this more of a continuous thing where it's not just peanuts, not just Fred the Raccoon.
Peanuts.
Nice. Nice.
That's what you do, though. Nice. I mean, if you want to rescue animals, you're like, well, I better sell my body.
That's why Ryan did it.
Because I can't afford it, you know?
It's the only way you could afford Johnny Duncan and the Funky Bunch.
So this rescue mission house, people called the police on the property?
It has not been made clear what part of this the people were complaining about. That has not been released. They were anonymous complaints to the state. So that part is not public, but yes, Peanut's life was lost as a result. Nice. Peanuts. Yes, Peanuts. So,
and Peanuts' owner person is the one who has the OnlyFans. It wasn't the squirrel.
No, the squirrel didn't have an OnlyFans. Good.
People
were you getting confused?
That, there's a comment.
Okay.
Who had an OnlyFans account?
Yeah, I mean, that was
Wiggins,
a great report.
Ryan Wiggins.
That was a great report, but people want to know, like, at the end of this,
I said
who's
even.
Got the, who's got the porn? Is it the animals
or the guy? Time out. Evie, time out. Index fingers together. Because I don't know, is OnlyFans always that, or can it just be some suggestive photos that doesn't go the full nine yards?
I don't
Ryan?
Know. Brad? you beat me to it.
We're like the four. I mean, I don't know that who's going to admit. They're like, oh, well, pull up a chair. Let me tell you how this works, Andy.
Yeah, I don't know. What you signed on, what
but,
you tell us.
But can't, Ethan. But can't OnlyFans just be like... It's PG-13 stuff?
Subscription content.
Look, yeah, I'm gonna honestly, tell you this. I think it's more so just in general subscription content. I don't even think it has to be inappropriate
like,
in any way.
I mean, there could be...
That's obviously what it's known for.
Is that there could be, like, things out there that people are into that aren't even, like, if we saw it, wouldn't even, like, know that this is intended to make somebody's day or whatever.
Look, I have a friend who's not me.
I have a friend who? Ryan Riggins.
who tells me that, yes, you can start an account on anything you want. Let's say you're really into knitting, but it's gonna drift into you taking your clothes off.
Because people pay for
because
it.
Because that's knitting that's with what your clothes pay off? For. Yeah. Yeah. Knitting your clothes off.
And you're like
whatever.
Knitting because you're cold, and obviously you would want to put some clothes on, so you knit.
Just seems right. Like common sense.
People
to me.
Watch you knit your own clothing.
But this was his OnlyFans account was completely separate from any content to do with Peanut the Squirrel on his page. It was a separate
Don't
page.
Don't let this distract you from the fact.
Because there were some concerns out there initially. When you start seeing this headline, you start thinking, whoa, what really was happening behind the scenes here with Peanut the Squirrel? Peanut was just a happy little squirrel, and now he's a dead little squirrel.
Any of this is going to hurt his OnlyFans page, which was the reason why I raised the question to Ethan, because he asked me if I had seen that story. And I said, what I am not willing to do is get all weepy over a squirrel where this whole thing was contrived to make this guy internet famous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing that game. Now, the fact, the detail that he has OnlyFans... Is a detail, like, I know nothing, I know enough to know that I don't want to know any more about OnlyFans, whatever. But if the government is coming in, because it's like, this is the law you're choosing to enforce? Like, if this guy's got a squirrel and a raccoon in his house, I don't want to live in an apartment complex where squirrels and raccoons are living in the next place. Did he own his property? Did he rent his property?
That had not been... I had not seen
I don't know.
That specifically.
Yeah,
what I do know is the law that, you know, they said was broken is that they were owning wild animals that were not be allowed to be kept in homes.
So you take them and you kill them? It's like just the same thing they do with unwanted babies.
Ooh. That was going to make a joke, but doggone it. Well, I'll still do it.
Wait.
Not about that.
Timeline cleanse. What is our delay? 8 seconds?
Yeah, we got about 5 seconds. Six seconds.
Let's get a 3 second cleanse.
Okay.
Joke.
Okay. All right.
This better be funny.
Does it say how they killed Peanut?
They euthanized him.
How? Did they storm into the house and like start shooting?
No, that's not you.
Did they put in
did
a
they treat him like he was Roger Stone?
Electric chair.
Paws against the wall. Yeah.
Tiny guillotine.
Peanut said, "Let them eat shredded meat."
Right. Or public humiliation. You know, put him in the stocks, let everybody see what he's done, and then kill him.
What did he do?
I'm just asking, as the person who's the authority, if you knew how they killed him.
No, my investigation was, it couldn't get that deep.
It got hung up on the OnlyFans, didn't it?
And when I'm president, I'm going to give a national day of mourning for Peanut the squirrel. Quite frankly, Peanut was the most beautiful squirrel. The radical left killed Peanut like a dog.
That is an AI clip.
So, let me quickly explain that. This weekend, this became pretty popular in my friend group chat, and I said, I need Trump AI comments on this immediately. I can hear what he would say in my head. And not even 2 minutes later, this gets sent in the group chat, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. All right, let's take a quick break. I don't know what that does for you and your peanut love, but when I heard the OnlyFans wrinkle, so to speak, I thought, what? I don't know about this. When we come back, I want to talk about Jason Kelsey. Do you guys see that story?
No.
Jason Kelsey?
Yes.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. This is wild, and I just saw the headline up on TMZ about this Jason Kelsey altercation that took place. We're going to discuss here in the studio whether Jason Kelsey is a bad guy or not for this. Stick around. More Annie Fry Show and the wrap-up to the YouTube poll. Are you a Trump voter? As soon as we come back, don't go away. We'll be right back in a minute.
This is the Annie Fry Show. At Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for being here. Guys, the next time we open a segment, it will be Election Day.
Wow. It's true. Unless...
what?
Mark Reardon doesn't show up. Well, which I'm not anticipating.
Collectively, because I am getting out of here.
Oh, okay.
We are going to have great fun tomorrow night. Hopefully positive outcomes to celebrate together. But we're all going to be watching it. Everybody's going to be glued to the results. So this evening, I'm going to put out our live stream so that you can reserve your spot. Get a reminder when we go live. Brad and Ryan are going to come over to my house tomorrow night. And we are going to have a watch party. We're going to report things throughout the course of the night. And I mean, the truth is that when we say we're going to report it, we're going to be watching the same thing you are, and we're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you said this on Thursday when I was here last, but like the way, this is where we connect with our audience, our viewers, listeners, like our friends, you guys, the most is on these types of nights, because we're not on the air broadcasting in 97.1. Mark Reardon is going to be covering that top to bottom with a great, great, great panel and cast of guests that he's going to have on there. So 97.1 will have those results for you. We'll have Fox News live coverage as well. We're going to go to those national coverage with Fox News, so you're going to be able to hear that. But we are more so, we are hanging out with you that night. So you're going to be getting your results from everywhere you're getting your results. But that night, we are there to hang out with you. So please, please, please come join us that evening. Before we get to the YouTube live chat poll results, which Ethan, I don't know if you peeked, but we have 671 votes in this poll today. That's outrageous and wonderful. Thank you to everybody who's come to vote in the poll. Are you a Trump voter? Repeat Trump voter, first time Trump voter, not a Trump voter, or not a voter at all. We want to know what you got. So Annie Fry YouTube channel, you can vote. The poll is located in today's live broadcast, live chat. Did you guys hear the Jason Kelsey altercation? Ryan, did you say you hadn't heard anything about it?
No, I did see it.
So Jason Kelsey was walking. Was he going to a football game?
They were doing what is that show with
College Game Day?
Game Day.
He did Game Day,
and mm-hmm. He did a kickoff for charity, uh-huh. And missed twice
with McAfee. Yes. Or whatever. That guy's nuts. I kind of enjoy him. My husband said to me, he was watching College Game Day, and like there was a flyover at the end. He said Pat McAfee like kind of said off the cuff under his breath, "Good to know we still have those."
it's him and Nick Saban is a beautiful combination, because
oh
Nick Saban went from the former head coach of Alabama, went from being the most serious person in college sports, and Pat McAfee has absolutely broke him. Like, a back-to-back weeks, he has fed him food. Like, let's see, what he wore a Penn State Nittany Lion, like, onesie last week. I mean, like, Pat McAfee is doing things to Nick
Saban. It's entertainment. It's great entertainment.
It's amazing.
And I love it when he's like, good to know we still have those. I was like... Was that a political comment? I think it probably was. Maybe it wasn't. Whatever.
It definitely was.
So Jason Kelce is moving from point A to point B. He's out in a crowd. I mean, he's Jason Kelce. Does he need to be surrounded by people to, like, protect him or whatever? He's got a few people with him, but he's a certified BA. So he doesn't need to have, like Taylor Swift might have, people flocking to her to touch her or whatever it might be, hurt her maybe. So... Jason Kelce's brothers, Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs tight end, so on and so forth. Travis Kelce, if you, like, the only thing that people know more than the fact that Donald Trump is running again for re-election is that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are dating. Like, that is, you can't not know that. You definitely know that Taylor Swift is dating a football player. So this guy is following at a fast pace Jason Kelce and keeps repeating the phrase something like, you know, what do you think your brothers, and uses the F word that's not the four letter F word, but a slur for dating Taylor Swift. So he's accosting Jason Kelce, calling Travis, Jason's brother, a slur word to insinuate an insult, of course, because he's dating Taylor Swift. And eventually Jason Kelce has enough of it, turns around, grabs this guy's phone, slams it on the ground, and says, who's the F now? And this is so frustrating to me, because I just saw this on our TV that we have here in the studio, and TMZ is on right now. I guess it's on in the 2 o'clock hour or something. The lower third, so this is all I can read. I'm not reading the closed captions. I don't see what it is. I can't hear what they're saying. But the lower third is Jason Kelce uses homophobic slur in altercation.
What?
Yes! Isn't that outrageous? I'm here to say, Jason Kelce, like, if you chase after me and you are yelling at me because of my brother, and you start insulting my brother, I want to live in a country where I can handle that by giving you back what you deserve. Like, there's a little bit of an FAFO that we have totally set aside right now in our culture because everybody's so soft. Like, why should anybody be able to run up on Jason Kelce? You don't know the guy. He doesn't know you. You don't know him. Why should you be able to run up on him, insult his brother, call his brother bad names, and just, like, get away with it? He didn't hurt the guy. He took his phone and smashed it. Okay, maybe you want to get a new phone out of it. But, like, doesn't that guy kind of deserve what he got?
I agree 100%. If somebody came up to me and they screamed and they were, like, nobody talks about my brother if I'm standing there. Nobody does. And that's reciprocated. Nobody talks about me if my brother's standing there. It's one of those things where that is family, and you absolutely defend family. And I, like, why are we letting this kid off the hook for acting like a total jerk? We shouldn't let him off the hook. It's the find out message of it. And this is how young men learn what is and is not appropriate behavior. And the fact that he only lost a phone out of it.
Yeah.
Also, if I am a larger man, a football
How
player.
How big do you have to be able to get away with that?
If I had ever played in the NFL or even college, I would probably do this all the time, even if nobody called me a name.
Just because you could. Because
I could.
Ethan, Jason Kelce, is he a victim or is he a bad guy?
I mean, like, this is kind of an in-between one, because I think that it can be two separate things where you're saying he didn't handle it the best way possible, but also he has a right to defend himself.
But you understand.
Yes.
Maybe an explanation, but not an excuse.
Yes.
YouTube live chat poll results. Oh my gosh. 701 votes.
Let's go.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's cool.
Real quick, the results.
Are you a Trump voter? 85% say repeat Trump voter, 5% first time Trump voter, 7% not a Trump voter, and only 3% not a voter.
You're a voter. You voted in the poll. Now go do it at the polls. Guys, see you on election day. Tomorrow, we make America great again. Mark Reardon next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.